CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing back at attempts by some Democrats to take away Representative Lauren Boebert's committee assignments over Islamophobic comments she made about a fellow lawmaker. Representative Ken Buck says it's the wrong approach.
I'm not in favor of stripping people of their committee assignments. I think that's it's wrong, and I think that there have been inappropriate actions on both sides, and this is a one-sided remedy, and I don't like it.
If the resolution against Boebert passes, she will be the third Republican House member to lose committee assignments over offensive speech or actions this year. Colorado's U.S. senators believe Colorado needs more federal judges, and they've introduced a bill to add three. It's been nearly 40 years since Congress expanded Colorado's federal bench, and the state's population has nearly doubled in that time, leaving its current federal judges with a caseload far above the national average. New express lanes on Interstate 25 north of Colorado Springs are set to open Friday morning. They're part of the I-25 South Gap project, which runs 8 miles between Castle Rock and Monument. The new lanes will require tolls sometime next year. The state is looking to hire more road workers and snowplow drivers. To address a worker shortage, CDOT has raised wages by 2.5%, and it's offering a $2,000 bonus and on-the-job training to seasonal workers. Parts of the state are getting snow today. Metro Denver could get snow overnight, and the forecast has snow for Colorado Springs tomorrow. In the Springs this morning, it's 47 degrees, in Denver 38. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.